Thank you, and sorry for the confusion, I guess. So I am from Denmark. I completed a master's in molecular biology before moving to the U.S. working as a research assistant. I recently completed a master's in public health and global health from the George Washington University, and I now work as the research assistant at the Fodi International Center at NIH. And so this project is my thesis project from my master's program. And I have no relationship to this close at this point. So I want to start by giving you a little bit of background. So globally, diarrhea continues to be a leading cause of death in children under five, causing around 1.3 million deaths per year. Common causes include infections, improper hygiene, water contamination, and lack of improved sanitation. In Mexico, from 79 to 2010, which is the country and the time period we're looking at in this study, under five diarrhea mortality has decreased tremendously over this period, and the country has gone through major development, moving through demographic, epidemiological, and economic transition. So within the same time period, some of the public health interventions and developments that are particularly relevant for the for diarrheal disease and mortality include oral rehydration therapy, which was introduced in 84, the establishment of the National Institutes of Public Health in 87, major improvements in water and sanitation starting in the late 80s, and was pushed forward in 91 as part of the efforts to prevent, as preventions towards an anticipated cholera epidemic. In 2003, the health system was reformed in an effort to include the 50 million people who did not have insurance at the time. And lastly, in 2007, the rotavirus vaccine was introduced nationally. So a little bit more about rotavirus. It's globally estimated to cause about one-third cases of severe diarrhea cases. And however, the proportion is found to change depending on the development level of the country, with a rotavirus having a higher proportion in high-income countries. But in low-income countries, there's actually a higher number of deaths caused by rotavirus. The prevalence is high, infecting virtually all children under 5 years. Transmission includes fecal-oral route, respiratory secretion, person-to-person contact. Prevention includes personal hygiene and use of this vaccine. And rotavirus has been found to have a seasonal pattern. And in Mexico, specifically, rotavirus is found to be primarily occurring from December through May. The current vaccines were introduced in 2006, and vaccine efficacy has been found to correlate with GDP, with higher income countries having a higher vaccine efficacy. And importantly, and I guess somewhat obviously, but still important to remember, is that the vaccine can only be expected to reduce diarrhea mortality when the rotavirus vaccine is actually present. And for Mexico, as I mentioned, that is in the winter season. So with all that being said, the objectives of this study are to use Mexican monthly mortality data to quantify trends in summer and winter diarrhea, to quantify the associated diarrhea mortality reduction following introduction of various interventions, and to examine the reduction in winter diarrhea associated with introduction of the vaccine, and to compare those gains to the gains achieved from oral rehydration therapy and water and sanitation. And so often it's difficult to get access to data from low-income countries when it comes to child and child mortality data. So with this data, it gives us, we have a great opportunity to use Mexico as a proxy for other low-income countries. So therefore we want to quantify the mortality savings. Had the rotavirus vaccine been introduced in Mexico in 1980, prior to this transition that Mexico has gone through, and so that way we can get an estimate of what to be expected from the vaccine in a country which has yet to go through transitions and major improvements in water and sanitation. So the data we used is national and state level monthly mortality data as defined by ICD coding. We're only looking at mortality data from children under 5, and we're using population census data to calculate mortality rates. The study design is an ecological trend study looking to associate trends in diarrhea mortality on a population level with trends in diarrhea control strategies. And we're analyzing the data on a monthly, seasonal, and annual timescale. So let's look at some of the data. And the first figure I want to show you here is showing all the interventions that I mentioned previously. And here they're overlaid with in a yearly under 5 mortality rate. And as you can see immediately, there's been a tremendous decrease over this time period. And it is primarily the earlier years with ORT and improvements of water and sanitation that are responsible for this decrease when you compare to the later introduction and the more recent introduction of the rotavirus vaccine. And at the bottom you can see the, as I mentioned, Mexico has gone through a lot of transitioning, and at the bottom I've shown some of the indicators of that, and these are all important indicators of economic development. And so if we look at the computed mortality reduction rate from these periods, we can again see that it's the earliest before and during the introduction of ORT and water and sanitation that are responsible for the highest reduction rate, with around 20 and 10 deaths saved per year per 100,000 people, population. And in the more recent years, the savings are a lot more moderate, since at this point in time there's also fewer deaths to save. However, you can see that the vaccine does seem to have an effect, and the reduction rate in fact increases from 1.7 to 2.1 per 100,000 per year after introduction of the vaccine. So far we've only looked at like national yearly data. So I want to show you, here we have monthly data on state level to give you an idea about the disparities within Mexico. And they have large disparities when it comes to health and economic indicators, and there's a very clear north to south gradient as well. And so this figure shows data from 3 states to represent this disparity. And the first, the black line, is Chiapas, which is in the south region, and it is one of the poorest states in Mexico. And as you can see, the mortality rate is clearly higher here compared to the other states. The green line is the federal district in the central region, and the pink line is Nuevo León, which is in the northern, more developed and wealthy region. And so the differences between the states are quite obvious. But one of the things that are similar is this seasonal pattern. And as you can see, this is quite obvious too, and it shows the seasonal diarrhea mortality pattern perfectly. And as you can see, in the early years, there's summer peaks, more recent years, we have peaks in the winter season. And so looking a little bit more at the seasonality, here we're back to looking at national data that has split up by season. And you have the blue line, or black line, is representing the summer from June to November, and the winter is shown in the pink line from December through May. And as you can see, the summer reduction is 36-fold from June to November, and the winter is shown in the pink line from the same results in the switch in seasonality around 93, which also coincides with the efforts against this cholera epidemic that was in Latin America in the early 90s. And so in the early years, it's quite obvious to see the large changes that is happening, but it's a little more difficult to see more recently. So we want to look a little bit more at the rotavirus vaccine effect. And so here we've zoomed in on the last 10 years of the time period, and here we can see that it's the same graphs. The pink is the winter, and the black line is the summer mortality, and you can see here there is in fact a larger decline in the winter after the vaccine has been introduced in 2007, indicating that that the vaccine does seem to have an effect. And as you can see, there's decrease in the summer too, but you don't see the same effect after the introduction of the vaccine. And so we've calculated that the pre compared to post-vaccine period, there was a 62% reduction in diarrhea mortality in the winter season. And so, and this calculation is assumes that it's that all the reduction is attributable to the vaccine, so therefore it's a maximum estimate of the vaccine effect. Since it's expected that that other interventions will continue to have an effect on this mortality too. And as you can see, for both summer and winter, there's a continuous decrease throughout the period, even before the vaccine too, but the extra decline is only happening in the winter after the vaccine has been introduced. And so, as mentioned in the beginning, the goal is to estimate the benefits had the vaccine been introduced in 1980 instead of recently. And so, since Mexico at the time was a low middle income country that has not yet gone through much transition and had a relatively high mortality rate, it serves as a good proxy for other low income countries in terms of benefits of the vaccine. So here we're assuming that the rotavirus is primarily prevalent in the winter, and that the vaccine would only prevent this diarrhea and not influence the summer diarrhea, which is primarily caused by bacterial and parasitic infection. And so we find, as I just showed you, we found that the vaccine caused a 62% reduction in the mortality in the winter seasons. And so we use that finding and extrapolate back to the 1980 mortality rates. We find that this 62% reduction in the winter, as you can see here as the pink bar at the top on the right, actually results in only a 25% reduction in the annual mortality, since this will only affect the winter and not the summer diarrhea. So with all this, the conclusion is that Mexico has been done a really great job, and they've been quite successful with their public health interventions, being remarkably effective in reducing diarrhea mortality prior to introduction of the vaccine. The rotavirus vaccine was indeed effective in reducing the residual diarrhea deaths, and we found that it was the effectiveness was 62%. The expected benefit from rotavirus vaccine may be less than anticipated, and we found that the annual reduction would be 25% had the vaccine been introduced prior to this transition and development of the country. And so if your country is considering introducing the rotavirus vaccine, there are several things that are important to remember. The first, the vaccine efficacy, which is was shown to vary with GDP. The cost effectiveness is important, and although the vaccine has been shown to be cost effective in most countries, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's affordable, and it doesn't mean that it's necessarily the best investment. And furthermore, as I said, the disease burden is also varies between countries. And so the discussion needs to also focus on whether or not it's better to have a single pathogen approach with the vaccine or more focus on non-specific diarrhea interventions like oral rehydration therapy and water and sanitation. Lastly, the strength of this study is the data set. It's rare to have a monthly data set from this long period of time that makes it possible to look at annual and seasonal data, and specifically in Mexico here, it makes possible to look at the specific rotavirus seasonality. Mexico, all the information on the development of public health interventions makes it possible to correlate this development in mortality rates with the development of the country. The limitations include the ecological study design, which means that we're only looking at what's happening, and so we can only talk about correlation, not causation. The overlapping intervention period makes it difficult to specifically say what the effect is of the individual interventions. And some of the things we did not look at in this study, which could also affect the mortality rate, is level of education, breastfeeding practices, and the climate. So with that, I want to say thank you to my advisor at the Global Health Department, for Lona Simonsen for all her help, Vladimir, Cecile, Gerardo, and Rodolfo for help with the data, and lastly, Mark and Stacey at the Fogarty International Center for their support and time on this. Thank you.
Thank you.